And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Everybody is excited. You know, it's the week leading up to Christmas, and everybody's got their eye on the weather.
Mm. Yes, long-term forecast.
Yep.
Always important. Prepare for Christmas Day, Boxing Day.
Yeah. Spot on. So, it was much to my surprise, I felt like Bomb was taking the pee.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know me, I've got my Bomb app on my phone and I love it and I check it all the time. I'm a weather guy. But when I'm reading the weather to the people of Geelong, I'm going through Elders.
Yes.
Right? Because if it's good enough for the farmers, good enough for me.
Yes, okay. That's it. Right? And they know what they're talking about.
That's right.
Can't confirm.
Let's not talk about the farm gate price of weather. That's not it's not what we're talking about here.
Okay.
But don't I will get say it's, down. It's not fair. Okay. Anyway, So Elders, I mean, bless them, they go all the way through to Christmas, right? Sunday, Christmas Day, 26 degrees, sunny.
Lovely.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
Yeah, I know. Such and go for a while there. And 25 for Saturday. It was looking like it was going to be 23 for a while there.
Beautiful.
And I know it was looking like it was going to be 23 the day before Christmas because for the last couple of days, Bomb has had their weather. It has today's weather and then it goes tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So they've got that normal days of the week sort of thing worked out. That's
that's
money
good.
Well spent.
And so, but they roll 7 days ahead.
Yeah.
Except for the last two odd days, the last kind of 36 hours, where it got to the 7 day mark and they were supposed to reveal Sunday's weather, Christmas Day's weather, and they just didn't.
Oh, they chickened out.
They were just a day short.
Gatekeeping so the weather.
They just had it only went to Saturday, so they only had like a 5 day forecast or a 6 day forecast.
They weren't prepared to make the big call.
No, apparently not. And so I'm coming into work this morning. I'm like, I still don't know what the weather's going to be on Christmas Day, and it's Monday.
Did you call them up and blast them in a fashion?
No.
Like
no.
I'm a boss man, I need the weather.
I sent them an email and they replied with, well, we're not going to have a meteorologist here until 2:30 this afternoon.
Oh.
Like always. Like
just
whenever.
Have a guess, then.
We try and
I could tell you. Yeah, 25 and sunny, whatever. Well, it'll change.
And you stick a little cloud there over the sun.
Yes,
and
always a little cloud.
And then you're going to, well, if it happens to rain, well, I had a cloud there.
Yeah.
If it's fine, I had a sun there.
Yeah. Tommy's the weather guy and he's getting very triggered.
No, it's fine. I get it.
Be
hedge your bets. Absolutely. Hedge your bets. But
didn't we just have a little opener for you that you're the weather guy? I was sure that we
weather
got
chat? Like, actually, I should have had it.
I'm just going to turn this on to you for a second.
Weather chat. A cloudy day ahead. Rain. I need a t-shirt that says weather guy. I'm into weather. Into weather? Yes, I am. Ask me about the weather and I don't even have to look anymore. Bit of wind.
Now go.
Is this more about the Bureau of Meteorology or is it more about Tom? I think the fact that Tom has picked up on this, probably the only person in all of Australia
who's done
it. No,
absolutely not.
And
everybody
he's absolutely triggered to go on a rant about it on radio. Mm. Says more about our dear friend here.
Yeah.
Than on the Bureau's inability to make a call at the weather on Christmas Day.
I think you both think that I care more than I do.
My point is, everybody wants to know what the weather is for Christmas, so bloody tell us, Bureau.
You are the weather guy.
I am the weather guy.
You need a t-shirt that says, weather guy.
Bureau of Meteorology, channeling Australia Post. Not delivering.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
How many sleeps until Christmas? Monday night, Tuesday night, Friday night. 6 sleeps till Christmas, everybody.
I count on my hands too. Is that why you were laughing at me?
Yeah.
I count on my fingers all the time.
Today's Monday and it's on Sunday. It's 6. Did she just hiccup?
Sorry, I don't.
Twas the night before Christmas and all through the studio. Not a creature was stirring except for that mouse. Why does that mouse keep squeaking into the microphone?
Oh, my God.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Loggy, I know you hate it when I talk NFL.
No,
but
I don't. I'm into it.
I'm not going to talk what happened on the field. Have you seen the vision, the highlights of yesterday's Buffalo Bills versus Miami Dolphins game?
Look, I was going to catch it, but then no. I moved on with my life.
Damn.
Yeah, no, tell me.
Just after halftime, or coming into the second half, massive snowstorm happened while the game was going on. The stands packed. So quick thing. Buffalo, one of the best teams in it. Miami, sort of going really well. Huge game. So all the fans have stuck around. But they had to suspend play for a little while, not because the snow was falling, because the Buffalo fans in the stands were so cold and needed to keep themselves busy somehow, started making snowballs. And each time Miami moved down the field and would throw into the end zone to try and score a touchdown, the Buffalo fans just started launching snowballs at the players and at the ball as it's travelling in the air to try and stop them from scoring.
So during play?
During play.
Oh, my goodness.
You see, what's with crowds at the moment, people?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like, true.
Just watch the game.
We're about to talk to Steve Horvat about the A-League crowd, but this was, so as the ball's getting thrown and they slow it down, the slow-mo replay, the ball's travelling in. Is it going to be a Miami touchdown? And you see about 15 snowballs come flying in.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Where Miami's struggling because they're like from a summer town. Yeah. And like Buffalo, I don't know, it sounds wintry to me.
Oh, they're hardcore. There were people in the stands, no shirt. They were doing it.
That's too much Budweiser.
They were building snowmen on the seats where people have obviously left because it just got too cold. So the kids were like building little mini snowmen on the seats.
Do you know what? If you are cold, there's a way you can go about it, right? You can wear shorts and then look under the desk slingy. Look what Tom's rocking today.
Oh, boy. Shorts and Christmas socks?
Santa socks.
Yeah.
And?
My slides.
Slides.
Yeah. You have to. You've just kicked them off at the moment. At the moment, he's just socks on.
He just kicked them off like nothing to see here. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. I really struggle to get up with change, you know, especially when it's technology related. Yeah, I'll get there eventually. I'm going to take my time. You just put your slides back on, are you?
I'm pulling my socks on.
You've just gone under the desk, Sarah.
Got Santa socks on and they're not staying up.
Oh, that's a shame. Anyway, on Insta, you may have noticed. I won't even speak to Lingy.
You're looking at Lingy going, and so you know Insta.
Yeah, no, he's got no idea. He's like, is Insta Instagram? Yes. Anyway, so.
Does sound exactly like it.
Sounds exactly like you. Sorry to tell you, but sometimes we don't like the mirror that the world holds up to us, Lingy. Anyway, so on Instagram, you would have noticed, Tom, and literally everyone else by you, Lingy, that they've got Insta notes now.
Yeah, so where it's, okay.
It's like a little note that is under the picture of someone's head, right? I haven't used them.
So like a Facebook wall.
No,
like
there's no point even talking. Just don't even ask questions.
So it's in messages.
All right.
In your direct messages. Yeah. At the top now you've got like people's profiles and there's actual.
It's like a note.
Yeah. Don't even show any interest in what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know, okay. I appreciate that. It's a little note. So someone can write, hey, you know, you see the photo of them. It'll be like Lingy's face. And then the little note would say something like, do you want to hear a story about Nathan Ablett? You know, something like that, right? Anyway, this chick on TikTok, you know how you can slide into people's DMs, okay? We've done that. It's always a thing. You know with stories, how you can make it close friends. So if you get a story and you're someone's close friend, they will upload a story and I'll say, I don't want everyone else to see it, but I want Tom to see this and it will be highlighted in green for you.
That's
so
right.
You know that you're one of my close friends.
Oh, that's how you two exclude me as part of your little thing.
We just use Instagram, we exclude you. You're not on there.
I'm asking just for you to exclude yourself from this conversation in particular.
I can actually exclude him like this.
Yeah, that's great. Anyway, Tom. So you know how you can write the little notes?
Yeah.
You can write them and the other person will not know who that note is written for. So let me explain it better.
Okay.
It's called it's called note trapping. This girl on TikTok, her name is Alex, she has said this. If I wanted to write a note on there that said, hey, okay, I'm Cameron Ling, Nathan Ablett stories, inquire within. But I only wanted to send it to one person in particular, right? You could have the note show up to only one person, but that person doesn't know that they're the only one seeing it.
Right, so it's like targeted close friends because they're your only close friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can kind of be things like, oh, it's so hot today. I wish someone would come and cool me down.
Yeah.
But only send it to one specific person.
Yeah, right.
So they're calling it notes trapping.
Okay.
And that's like the new thing to do. So there you go.
So like a honey trap kind of, but notes. Kind of
like a note
stuff.
Trap.
Yeah, okay.
Is that
yeah.
how you actually flirt, by the way?
I know, revolting, isn't it?
My
oh, my God.
My flirting
gosh.
Is so subtle.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We drive to work individually. Obviously, Lingy, when you drive to work, it's a lot later than when Log and I.
And like he doesn't drive. He gets driven.
Yeah. Like a lot later.
Yeah, a lot later. Hours.
And we're coming from different directions. You're obviously driving from the good part of Ocean Grove.
Represent the Ballerine.
I'm coming in from Lara, so heading south and taking Melbourne Road. Mm,
and then Lingy goes up, over, and down again.
It lands on the roof. So.
I was waiting to see where you were going to go
no,
with that
one. No,
he's
driving for this guy.
And it's a pretty uneventful drive.
At that time of the morning.
Yeah,
you
so
like to make it eventful, though.
What do you mean?
Well, you always go the scenic route, and sometimes you're like, oh, which place will I stop at for petrol? Oh, it might be this place or that place. Or, ooh, yeah. You like
so,
it.
So that is a thing. Having your work laptop in the car, putting petrol in at 4:45 in the morning or earlier than that, it's like as you walk away from your car, like, please, nobody just go into my car and take my laptop. It's quite scary. Anyway, so.
What will they find on there?
I don't know. And I honestly, I don't care. Take it. It works. It's not even mine.
You can't even get into your laptop. You think other people are going to be able to get into your laptop.
Okay. So anyway, so probably the worst thing that happens, I do take the scenic route sometimes, which is on Western Beach Road. Yeah. I'll jump off at Rippleside there and I'll take the scenic route. And this morning, oh my God, Geelong, saucy minx. Mm. First light, that bit of red. Oh, beautiful. You can see the boats, but they're just silhouettes. Magic. Anyway. So usually the worst thing that happens is I'll jag every traffic light. And so you're pulling up at like Station or Plantation and there's no cars going the other way.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there like yeah. some sort of idiot.
Gets you angry, doesn't it?
Screaming at the traffic lights. Yeah. Why? Why? Yeah.
Not in a road rage kind of style because we don't do that. Just in a healthy, therapeutic anger, you know, choose.
Before 5 in the morning, it should be treated like a stop sign, by the way. Just pull up, stop. If it's still red, no cars at all, just drive through.
Okay.
I don't recommend that
boss,
either.
Boss, yeah. boss,
no,
boss.
Don't do that. Don't do
I'm
that.
I'm saying it should be. The rules should be changed.
Yeah.
God, there's one set for us and there's a whole other set on the other side, isn't there?
I just think barely ever at that time of morning are you pulled up at the lights and nothing happens. Then someone goes flying from Nor Lane to Nor Lane across the like.
Yeah.
Anyway,
So just don't do that, everyone, is what we would say.
So I get to like Ford and Bunnings in North Geelong, yep. going along Melbourne Road. You get to that intersection, you keep going, and you know you've got the servos and your Bean Squeeze and your Hungry Jacks and your Macca's.
Yeah, we know.
And then you go down the hill.
Yes.
And you go over Cowies Creek.
Yes.
And you hit the brakes really hard, you and the ute next to you, because what's standing in the middle of the road?
What?
A kangaroo.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Wow, in North Geelong.
Yeah, at 5 o'clock this morning, as the 3AW news was rolling and I was about to get
K-Rock
on the phone
news,
and
K-Rock news.
And call for another free ham to try and get another... I stopped and there was just a kangaroo in the middle of
moving
Melbourne
or just
Road.
Standing?
Just standing there. G'day.
And so there was a kangaroo when I was driving from Werribee to Geelong on Saturday night.
Yeah.
When you go the Werribee turn off, just say you stop at Macca's or the petrol station there and you go to turn back on the highway, there was a kangaroo just sitting there.
Okay.
Just having a little nibble
same
with
one.
Some grass. Could have been the same one.
He's lost.
Pardon?
He's lost, surely.
Yeah. Like, isn't that a weird place?
Yes.
Because you've got Seagull Paddock there where I can imagine is, you know, they'd hop around.
Would
but
they hang out in Seagull Paddock?
I don't think it's like there's not a pack
is he
of kangaroos.
Okay? Or she okay? Yeah, cause they okay?
Yeah, because then they – because I was in the middle lane and the ute was in the left lane.
Yeah.
And we're heading to Geelong, and so we stop literally almost on the bridge, just past the bridge.
Oh.
And it's like – it looks at us and then just hops – over to the Ford side, so the water side.
Oh, yeah.
So it's obviously hopped into that kind of paddock that's next to Ford, in between Ford and Godfrey Hirst.
Yeah. Yep. Just before the railway line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So God knows where that kangaroo's come from.
Where's it hanging out?
I know, right?
Well, definitely not your place because you shoot on site. Don't you?
It's the Newtown way.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on KROQ 955.